The United States is taking steps to impose visa restriction on several people of being responsible for or complicit in undermining and impeding a sustainable peace in South Sudan. Matthew Miller, the U.S. Department of State spokesperson, read a press statement issued Monday in Washington.
We note the continued failure of South Sudan's leaders to use their nation's resources to the benefit of its people, their failure to end public corruption and elite capture of the country's resources, their failure to protect the people of South Sudan from abuses and violations of their human rights, including civil and political rights, and their failure to maintain peace.
The United States expressed strong concerns about the South Sudan transitional government's lack of progress in meeting its commitments under the 2018 peace agreement. The agreement requires creating conditions favorable for effective humanitarian aid and for conducting an election. A national election was supposed to be held this month, but it was postponed 2 years. Here is Miller again.
The United States had hoped to join the people of South Sudan this week in celebrating their country's first election since the creation of an independent Republic of South Sudan. Instead, we mark another missed opportunity for the transitional government of South Sudan to bring the cycle of election delays to an end and respect the people of South Sudan.
Baboya Jemis, a Juba-based independent political analyst, praised the U.S. move to impose visa restrictions on officials responsible for undermining peace efforts in South Sudan. He says the U.S. should continue to demand accountability in South Sudan.
Let the government of South Sudan take this visa restriction more positive in a way that they improve the will they have to begin to bring peace to South Sudan, and that they need to stick to the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement, including committing to finalizing the Tumaini Peace Initiative.
Baboya says the Kenyan broker talks, known as the Tumaini Peace Initiative, are one of the key requirements for bolstering the 2018 peace agreement. The U.S. government says its actions demonstrate its hope to strengthen democracy and the rule of law and to promote accountability for those failing to maintain peace in South Sudan. Efforts to reach Michael McQuay, the South Sudan Information Minister and government spokesperson, for comments on the visa's restrictions were unsuccessful. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.